The murder of Tristan Cook Buckle in Edmonton, Alta, set off a chain of events that would lead to the brutal gang murder of Tiki Laverdier weeks later in North Battleford, Sask. On April 5, 2019, the body of 20-year-old Cook Buckle was found in a burned-out vehicle near Vigraville, Alta. Hours prior, Edmonton Police Service had been called to an inner-city neighborhood on 92nd Street and 110th Avenue in Edmonton. There, police say they found a significant amount of blood on the ground behind a home. DNA analysis of the blood behind the Edmonton home matched that of Cook Buckle, and an autopsy confirmed his manner of death was homicide. On April 26, during Jesse Sangster's sentencing hearing in Battleford Court of King's Bench, Senior Crown Prosecutor Chris Brown told the court that Laverdier's murder had some similarities to Cook Buckle's murder. Cook Buckle was beaten, stabbed, and shot in the head before he was burned, said Brown. In April 2019, Laverdier left her home in Edmonton, Alta, with a close-knit group to attend 20-year-old Tristan Cook Buckle's funeral on Thunderchild First Nation. At Cook Buckle's funeral, Nicole Cook took Whitstone aside and told her, "If you still want to beat Laverdier up, I will be outside," court heard previously. Laverdier was beaten, stabbed, tortured, set on fire, and shot in the head after her death, court heard. Cook Buckle's mother Nicole Cook, who was convicted in Laverdier's murder, testified that Laverdier knew details about Cook Buckle's murder. Cook Buckle was a commander in the street gang Red Alert, and Laverdier was his right-hand woman, Battleford Court of King's Bench had heard. Cook Buckle's obituary said he enjoyed soccer, learning to cook, and shopping, especially Gucci, Louis Vuitton. He enjoyed traditional teachings like picking sweetgrass with his kokum Mavis Takeknu. She called him her executive because he was so orderly and proper, knowing how to handle his business. His obituary also stated that TTG was his gangster name, and that's what he preferred when he would write his rap music. On the stand testifying against Soaring Eagle Whitstone, the Crown asked Nicole Cook, "Was Tristan in a gang?" "Yes," said Nicole Cook. "What gang?" questioned the Crown. "Red Alert," she replied. "Do you know anyone else in that gang?" asked the Crown. "A couple people," testified Nicole Cook. Court heard that Laverdier knew the details of how Tristan Cook Buckle was murdered in Edmonton and who was involved. In Edmonton, before leaving for Cook Buckle's funeral, Laverdier confided some details to Nicole Cook. And, on the piece of paper that Soaring Eagle Whitstone forced Laverdier to write details of Cook Buckle's murder, only Nicole Cook had read what Laverdier wrote. She wrote down, "My son was shot, that there was four people involved, and when they shot him, he died instantly," testified Nicole Cook. "They took his body in the back of an SUV and took him out by Vigraville and burned him." The Crown then asked Nicole Cook, "Who did she say did it?" "Red Alert," replied Nicole Cook. "Did she use names?" asked the Crown. "Yeah," said Nicole Cook. "Did you know any?" "Yes." "Who did you know?" asked the Crown. "One buddy, name redacted," said Nicole Cook. "He was supposed to be a good friend." "Anybody else?" asked the Crown. "I didn't know them," said Nicole Cook. "Tiki just wrote it down on the paper and she told me in Edmonton. She knew how. She was in the same room after it happened." "Anybody else?" asked the Crown. "Jesse knew also," said Nicole Cook. Edmonton police haven't released how Cook Buckle was murdered, but Battleford Court of King's Bench heard that Cook Buckle was shot. "The detective told me he was shot in the head and set on fire," Nicole Cook testified at Soaring Eagle Whitstone's trial in September 2022. "He was pistol whipped and shot." Edmonton Police Service took over the investigation into Cook Buckle's murder. The investigation remains open and is considered to be an active file, Carolyn Moran, communications advisor for Edmonton Police Service, told SaskToday.ca in an email on April 26. If anyone has any information about Cook Buckle's homicide, they are urged to contact the Edmonton Police at 780-423-4567 or number 377 from a mobile phone. Anonymous information can also be submitted to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477 or online at www.tipsubmit.com/start.htm. This report by sasktoday.ca first published on April 26, 2024. Read related stories containing never-before-published details in Tiki LaVertiere's murder and the convictions of the 10 accused. Torture, Murder of Tiki LaVertiere, a real-life horror movie. Prosecutor: Tiki LaVertiere's life mattered. Justice Zier. Prosecution of 10 people in Tiki LaVertiere's murder lasted 5 years. Tiki LaVertiere murder. Who are the 10 people convicted? LJOY at glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourtSK today.